7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What? No. No, not even close. Don't be afraid, kids. That is not the actual time. The actual time is 1930. UTC. And we all know that that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's true. Once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm standing here looking out my window. And it's kind of sunny sometimes, and then it's kind of not. It's another very cold day. The wind is blowing, but not quite as badly as it was yesterday. We're still having this strange weather, so we can't go outside and look for golf balls or marmots or dudes or anything. But it's supposed to get warm tomorrow. So hopefully we can go outside again tomorrow, but today we're staying indoors, which is fine. But that just means we can drink some more tea. I do like drinking tea. But you knew that already. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case, I welcome you wholeheartedly. And here, have a cup of tea. Oh. It's so good. What are we drinking? Well, we're drinking the Chaguanyin again today, the Iron Goddess of Mercy, because once again, for the 58th time in a row, I put too much tea in the filter. How is that possible, you might be asking? Well, I'm not sure. Oh, it's so good. It's not even funny. It's ridiculous. Okay, so here's what happens. As you know, a Chaguanyin is an oolong tea. Oolong teas are rolled. The leaves are, you know, you pick the leaf off the bush, okay? Then you put it in the sun to wilt for a while, okay? And after it wilts for a couple of hours, then the tea gets rolled. Meaning, well, actually it gets panned and rolled, but regardless, It's heated up a little bit, and then it's rolled either by hand, just like, you know, put some tea leaves between your hands and just roll them up. That's what it's like, okay? There are machines that do this, but we're not going to go into it right now. Because the tea is rolled, the leaves are compacted. They are, right? Duh. A sheet of paper is, you know, 8.5 by 11, or A4, until you crumple it up, roll it up, and now you have this little ball, right? So you take all these little balls, you put them in your tea filter or your teapot or however you're preparing the tea, you know. And then you pour in the water. And eventually these leaves, because the water makes them relax, they sort of unroll. And so what ends up happening is, at least what ends up happening in my house, in my teapots, etc., is I put a little bit too much tea in. And so after the first infusion, you know, it doesn't look like you have too much tea. After the second infusion, it doesn't look like you have too much tea. After the third and fourth infusion, these tea leaves have now unrolled completely. They have unraveled, and they are taking up a lot of space. And because you have a lot of tea leaves in there, you can now make a lot of tea. This is the same tea leaves from yesterday that I'm drinking right now. And I'm probably going to get about three more, maybe even four more infusions out of it. So that's what I'm looking forward to today. All right, so what else has happened in the last 24 hours or 23 and a half hours since you heard from me last? Well, I got my bank statement for this month. And I opened it up and I said, what the hell is going on? Because I had way too much money in my bank account. And why did that happen? Because of stimulus check. That's right, I got my economic stimulus check and I'm thinking, I need to spend about half of it on some equipment. What kind of equipment do I need? I don't know. I'm thinking about, what's that sound I hear? Well, hello, Binga Bongins. My cat is yanging her head off outside the door. If you are wearing headphones, you can hear that.
Meow, meow to you too, baby bubs.
Okay, I'll come out in a second. So yeah, I'm thinking maybe I need to buy another piece of electronic equipment for my Symphomos ISO. Get me some synthesizer stuff. And there's one thing that I want that I kind of need. Then there's one thing that I really want but don't need at all. That's a video synth. Do I really want to spend half my stimulus check on a video synth? Yeah, I do, but... No. I gotta get some other stuff first. So I might buy this one thing that I've been thinking about buying for a couple of months to go with the other thing. And then I remembered, oh, but then there's also the problem of now... Well, you know, you might remember, it's the MIDI problem. I am a MIDI guy. I have been a MIDI guy from the beginning. I was there when MIDI was invented, and I said, oh, that is a good idea. Yes, I would like to use it. And so I used MIDI for a long, long time. And then they started changing MIDI. They wanted to bring out MIDI 2, and that kind of failed. Then there was General MIDI, and that was a massive failure, except kind of not. But that's why everybody thinks MIDI is a... file format and not a serial protocol. To make a long story short, all of my equipment has MIDI connectors. All the newfangled equipment in this world has some USB connector. Nobody knows which one. It's either B, C, D, K, P, or L. Unless you're in Europe, then it's M, O, P, R, S, and T, but not K. USB-K, that was the stupidest one, regardless. And then, if you're an analog guy, and you're doing conversions from digital to analog, or if you just need to sync your analog stuff up to your digital MIDI stuff, then you need to have another format, which is basically a 3.5mm TRS phono plug. Yeah, that doesn't make things extra confusing, does it? No. So now I need something to marry all this stuff together. Some kind of giant master MIDI box that can translate between regular, normal, standard MIDI connectors and USB in all formats and TRS, 3.5mm. Okay, what's the cat doing? Let's get out here.
Well, who's a fluffy gablampler?
Okay, fluffy gablampler just ran into the other room. Who's gablampling? Are you gablampling in here? Wait, is this a game? Oh, no. Okay, I was scared there for a minute. There's a football game on my TV right now. And I thought, oh my God, what am I missing? I didn't have any games today, did I? Well, no, this is a surprise bonus game. It's an ATA game between Manchester City and Chelsea. It's the ladies' football. They're footballing it up. Look at them go. Get them. Come on, Chelsea. Chelsea ladies' team is my team. They're doing pretty good this year. Not as great as last year, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, now I gotta sit down. Okay, come on. Get on the banky. And then we got to get the cat on the kitty banky. Get the cat in. Hi, Galampiner.
Who's a Galomp Nits Magoop? Look at you. You're being all Galomps Nits Magoopy.
Okay. Are you doing cat stuff? Are you going to do some kitty business? Okay, that's good, baby. Lick the blanket. That's always weird but funny.
But not as funny and weird as yesterday, because in other yesterday news, I decided to spend the $6.34, people. And I did. Regular committee members know what I'm talking about. But yeah, yesterday I got done with all my work. I was doing all my stuff and I was like, okay, I got to eat lunch. What do I feel like eating today? And I didn't feel like eating any of the stuff that I have. And I thought, you know, it's been over a week and I do have $6.34. I guess I could go get some tacos. So I did. Yum, yummy, yummy. I went to Abelardo's. I got 2 carnitas tacos, which is really 4 carnitas tacos. And I came home and I sat here with my limes and my hot sauce and my mango juice having a feast. Nom, 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 nom. It was delicious. I liked it. And I think the cat's getting up. What are you doing? Anyway, we're going to some music. How about Elton John? Yeah. That'll work.
Looks cute in her braces and boots. I have a look.
Okay. Is that not... hold on a second. We've got a problem here. This is where it gets weird. This is the part that I didn't tell you. Oh, God, are my hands clean at least? Sort of. There's blood everywhere. Where's all this damn blood coming from? Why is there blood all over my hands? Why is there blood all over the banky now? Why is there... God damn it, there's blood everywhere, and I'm trying to clean it up. And I thought if we listened to 5 minutes of Sir Elton John, one-time owner of Watford FC... Are we good? Yeah, I think we're good. Is this going to work? Yeah, so here's the part that I didn't tell you. Shortly before the dubious goals committee, I kicked the door. The door into this room was about halfway shut. I was halfway awake, and my foot, more than halfway, connected with the door as I was trying to walk by the door without fully opening it. That was painful. I said, oh, that was painful. And then I continued on with my day, which was, you know, making pepperoni and waffles. Yeah, so there's probably blood all over in the kitchen, too. And I didn't notice this until moments ago. Yeah, and I got blood on my clothes. There's blood on everything. It looks like, you know, I was going to do half a load of laundry yesterday. Maybe I'll just sort of do a load of laundry today. Yeah, that'll be fun. Boy, am I gonna get it now. What? Look at that bloody mess you made. And our mom just drove up. Give me something. Fast.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Look at that greasy mess you made. And our mom just drove up.
Give me something. Fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Nyampasu!
Yes, we have been up to Nyampasu. And how good does 409 work on blood, anyway? I don't even have any. I feel terrible. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I just had an idea. And this is a terrible and stupid idea. Oh my God. But I have to know. I have to know. I have to know how essential it is in keeping a golf ball clean.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today. Your golfers will appreciate it with every round. For more information on this product or any other of our golf course and range accessories, visit
us. Sorry, I had to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why is that so funny? It's not. Oh my God. Yeah, now we know which features of golf ball washers are truly Nyampasu. You're welcome. And of course, it might sound a little bit sarcastic when I say that, because yeah, maybe I am being a little bit sarcastic. I'm starting to notice something. Some people, some listeners, some committee members are saying, hey, Tope, you know, you have such a strong stance against, you know, advertising other companies for free because they don't compensate you. What are you getting from the R&R Products Company? Are they giving you free golf ball washers? No. No, they're not. And don't get mad. I'm not pimping R&R Products. I might be derogatorily displaying this for you constantly. I mean, what's it going to take? Do we have to give equal time to other golf ball washers? Do we have to listen to other people's theories on golf ball washing? Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should go to Hall Rock Engineering and see what Hall Rock Engineering has to say about washing large quantities of golf balls.
Hall Rock Engineering has been a leader in providing innovative golf ball washing solutions for golf ranges and golf courses for nearly 40 years.
Nyan pasiv.
As owner and operator of our own golf facility, we understand the value of providing customers with well-conditioned balls and reliable, low-maintenance products. Our washers and pre-washers are designed to efficiently meet the needs of facilities large and small and can process anywhere from 10,000 to 56,000 balls per hour.
Pre-washers.
We know washers because we use them every day, and we understand the mechanics of cleaning golf balls efficiently.
56,000?
All Hall Rock washers are designed so that the balls are not just spun through the washer. They actually change direction in the rotation axis multiple times.
Rotation axis.
There are no metal rails inside to chip the paint or finish off balls, and our molded polytrack assembly prolongs the life of the ball. Golf ball washers and pre-washers are designed and manufactured by Hall Rock Engineering to withstand the test of time. We pride ourselves on providing each customer with reliable products essential to the successful operation of golf courses and golf ranges.
Okay.
Hall Rock Engineering, I've been doing business with them for about 35 years. Presentation in a driving range is important. We replace our golf balls every year, and we want them to be clean. The public is impressionable. If the ball is good and clean, they'll hit two buckets. So the ball wash is a pretty important product to us. Every night we wash every ball because they represent our company. You put a nice, clean ball out there.
Okay, that means it's somebody's job to wash the balls.
To purchase your golf ball washer or to learn more about Hall Rock Engineering products and services,
okay.
Contact us or visit Hall Rock Golf.
Yeah. Hall Rock Engineering, blah, blah, blah. Many questions. Many, many questions. First of all, you need a pre-washer? Now we got a washer and a pre-washer. But yeah, I guess you would need a pre-washer if you're doing 56,000 golf balls an hour. What? 56,000. Wow, Nyan Pasu.
Nyan Pasu.
That is a lot of golf balls. I can't wait till I'm at the point where I need to buy a Hall Rock Engineering golf ball washer and pre-washer so I can process 56,000 golf balls per hour. All right, then they talk to this other guy. He says, oh, we got to wash our golf balls every night here at the golf range. Okay, that means it's somebody's job. That means somebody is getting paid.
Nyan pasu.
To wash golf balls. Because, you know, customers will hit two buckets of clean golf balls, but they'll only hit one bucket of dirty golf balls. Pippa has returned. Hi, Nyan pasu. Nyan pasu.
Nyan pasu.
Okay. How many golf balls are at a driving range? Let's say you have a pretty big driving range. Each customer is going to hit a bucket. How many buckets of golf balls do you need? There's golf balls out there. How many golf balls are in a bucket? I don't even know. Do I have to go to a driving range now? I got plenty of driving ranges within just a couple miles of where I live. Okay, but where I was going with this, we wash all the golf balls every night. Okay, that means that somebody's got to drive around in the golf ball picking up machine, pick up all the golf balls, bring them back to the golf ball washing facility. Is there a special building for that? Is that in a hut? Is that in the caddy shack? Where is that? There's no caddy shacks on golf ranges. Regardless, it is then somebody's job, who is probably being paid by the hour, to dump all the golf balls into the golf ball washer. And then presumably it's either this person or somebody else's job to take the golf balls out of the golf ball washer. Or more accurately, the golf balls are probably ejected from the washer automatically into buckets. So somebody's just got to put a new bucket in there, fill the... How do I get this job? Do I want this job? I kind of do, because I'm thinking this would be very convenient for... it'd be convenient for Nyanpasu. But I could also take my own golf balls in there. I could sneak my own golf balls in and wash them while I was washing all the range balls. Would it be worth it? And I would be getting paid. And then I could even have a business card that says Tobe, Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and Chief Golf Ball Washer Nyanpasu. Hai, so desu ka. But is that really what I want? Is that where we're going with this? Is that where this golf ball fascination is taking me? I don't want to be a professional golf ball washer. That'll take all of the mystery out of it. That'll take away the magic and the fun. And you know, I was going to spend some time today explaining the whole golf ball thing. Because who was it? Oh yeah, it was the Belgian contingent who mentioned, you know, you got to tell your stories more than once because not everybody hears them the first time. And I thought, yeah, you know, you're right. So at some point in time in the next couple days, if I ever remember, I have to explain for all the new listeners, all our new committee members, why we're even looking for golf balls and why we're so damn obsessed with washing them. Nyanpasu.
Nyanpasu.
Is there really any explanation behind the whole golf ball thing? No, there really isn't. I just started picking up colored golf balls. You know, I've been picking up regular golf balls forever, but then I saw some red ones and I said, hey, I think I want those. And then it all started to go Nyanpasu.
Nyanpasu.
And that's why we've been telling golf ball washing stories here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Your home of Nyanpasu and golf ball washing. Oh, my name's Tobe. We're going to have better weather tomorrow. Maybe we can go outside, but I got to go.
Nyanpasu!
This is the end of the line for me.